have a seat if you're more comfortable. I'm not really sure where to start at all. This was completely unplanned and a surprise to Pastor Dave. But the Lord's been, I think he's been talking to me for a few days about maybe needing to come clean with this congregation. And I'm not going to share any big juicy gossip, so don't get excited. No big sin. But I think some of you can see straight into my heart, and you know my struggles, and you know Liddell Smith is one, and Di, and Jennifer Marlin. And then a sweet lady Wednesday night who came to me and shared some things that the Lord had told her about me. And I want you to know that I love this church, and when I get here, I'm happy, and there's no place I'd rather be, and it's exciting, and I love the music, and I love to hear the pastor preach. And but it's hard for me to get here. I wouldn't say I suffer, but I struggle real bad with depression. And boy, Dustin, that was for me. I've been real depressed since I was 21, and I didn't really have a label put on it till I was about 38. So I take antidepressants, and I've been on an antidepressant for almost, I just turned 60 last month, so that's dang near 40 years. I don't know. I do the math. So please don't judge me for taking antidepressants, because I bet a lot of you have high blood pressure, and you probably take stuff for blood pressure, and you probably have sugar diabetes, like we say down south, diabetes, and you take stuff for that. And you might have glaucoma, and you take eye drops, and you take stuff for your arthritis. But I have to take stuff for depression, and it only helps a little bit. It doesn't help a lot. It just helps a little bit. And you know, I'm late for dang near everywhere I go. Church, I'm late for church every Sunday. Sometimes I don't even come on Sunday nights. Because, you know, I work really, really hard, and I'm not saying I work harder than anybody else. I'm just kind of spewing, I'm vomiting my guts this morning, and the Lord told me he'd give me the words, and let me back up just a second. I've been thinking about this since Wednesday, but I was scared. I didn't want to come up here and it be me. I wanted permission. So I told God, okay, if Pastor Dave asks me to close in prayer, then I'll go up. I kind of fleeced the Lord. And I don't really know if you're supposed to do that or not. But anyway, when Dustin gave that great message and the interpretation, it was a prophecy, I think. I think that was my opening. But anyway, back to where I left off. I'm late all the time for everything, because all I want to do is just be in bed. I work about 10 hours every day, and I work really, really hard, and I take good care of my patients. I think, not to sound arrogant, but I think I have the brains of a doctor, but the heart of a nurse, and I really work hard. So I don't get the support that the doctors do, you know, 12 nurses and medical assistants and stuff. I just do it all. So my paperwork really struggles, so I work really hard, and I bring my work home at night, and I bring my work home on the weekend. But really, all I want to do when I get home is first I take off all my jewelry and take off all my clothes and get in my pajamas and get in bed. And it's hard to get up in the mornings, because, you know, I don't know if any of you have suffered with depression, or if you know anybody who's been depressed. sleep is an escape. It's a big escape. And so that's where I'm at. And I just want you to know I want to be here. It's just hard to get here. It's hard to get out of bed. I have to kind of give myself lots of pep talks. I don't know if the Lord wants me to share anything else. I just think that I need you more than you need a good, strong pastor's wife. I judge myself a lot, and I compare myself to Pam Green, and I don't know if you know these women, but these famous women in the Assembly of God, Joanne Newbern and Leona, great Leona. Man, I miss her. I could talk to her. But I'm just not, you know, I'm just not there. I don't have the, I get here and sometimes I get all gussied up. Sometimes I come in my jeans, but I try to look nice and I try to look presentable, and I guess I try to fake you out. I love you all, and I'm thrilled to be here, and I want to be that stereotypical pastor's wife, but I'm just who I am, you know. And I struggle, and I need you. I need your prayer.
I know what I would do if I was the pastor, and if this is anybody but my wife, I'd rally the troops, and I'd do it in a hurry, and I'd say, listen, I know there's more than just Deb, and listen, this is not about picking a category and picking on a category. This is a representation of what the body does. Listen, until we get to heaven, guys, it's going to be a struggle, and it's going to be tough. And we really expect perfection, and it's just not going to be possible to the extent that we don't. But if we exclude prayer, then we're done. And I just pray that you all, it's not about loving me and my wife in spite of. It's about loving me and my wife because of. Amen? And I would shield her. I would protect her. I would do everything I could to shield her from all that, but I can't. I can't. God's the only one that can touch her. But guess what? He's the only one that can touch you too. Sweetheart, I love your honesty. I appreciate your transparency. You know, I'm going to step out of the way and let this church do what it does best. Amen? What you guys pray for. Come on. Amen. Amen. Well, I had this great sermon today. Yeah, God preached it big time. You know what my sermon was on today? Sermon was on the church, and whether you've been here, today's your first day, or whether you've been here all your life, this is the church. This is the church. You guys are incredible, and we serve an awesome God, and I pray that He's touched you today. I pray that He has literally reminded you that there's no one beyond His reach. And there's no one He doesn't love. And the church sometimes is full of performance. It's full of well-intended people doing their best. But for the most part, guess what? We're all just a bunch of broken people. They really need an unbroken God to touch us and take us everywhere we need to go. And I don't know how to say thank you for loving my wife today and indirectly loving me because you love God. Amen. Guys, bring the lights up if you would. Uh-oh, never mind. This is going to be good.
I just think it needs to be said. Debbie Mover, we love you and accept you as a congregation as you are.
That was good. I think I turned it off. Amen. Like I said, this is the church. Hallelujah.
No, no. You come here. I just can't be quiet anymore. We just came off of a conference where 8,400, we just sat and heard 8,400 men praising the Lord and reaching out to the Lord. I'll get this out eventually, I promise. Let me tell you, men, God needs you to stand up. God needs you to stand up. He needs you to be bold. He needs to say, no more is this going to happen in my house. No more is the world going to attack my family. No more. It stops.
Yeah.
It stops. Be bold. Love your kids. Turn the TV off. I'm preaching to me. Because the TV goes on and I go stupid. And deaf. Tia will tell you I shut everything out. It starts with me. It starts with me. It starts with me listening to my wife. It starts with me talking to my kids. It starts with me going and doing things with my boys. It starts with me going and getting on my face before God, because I'll tell you, I'm horrible about praying. I'm horrible. My mind bounces like crazy. But it starts with me, and it starts with you, men. If you want to see this church explode, if you want to see Claremore just go crazy for Jesus, it starts with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And I'm sorry if I spoke out of turn, but I just can't be quiet.
Not how to turn it on, dude.
I'm just blown away. I'm blown away. And men, I know you're fighting with things. I know you're fighting in your mind that I can't do this. You know what? You can't do it alone. You can't do it alone without Jesus. And that's where it comes down to getting on your face and really seeking Him. Really seeking Him. Because I'll tell you what, I got it up here. I know the Bible. But I haven't let it pass to here. I haven't let the passion burn in me. And you know what, Braden and Tia, I'm sorry. I haven't been the father yet you needed me to be at times. I haven't been the husband you've needed me to be at times. But it's time for that to stop.
Yeah.
It's time for that to stop. And I'm not saying I have a horrible marriage, and I've got I'll tell you, they irritate me, but I got fantastic children. I really do. And you know what? Come here, baby. this is the best woman that God made for me. And she is fantastic. She has scars. She has wounds. Some of them I have put there. But this is my queen. And you know what, sir? Your wife that you stood in front of people and said before God and man that this is my wife, she's your queen. She's God's will for you. Because I'll tell you, even during the bad times, whenever you sat and you've thought, oh, this is horrible, I can't stand it anymore, I just want out, she's God's will for you. Because whenever you said before God and man, she's my wife, it's God's will for you. And
everybody. Amen. Hey, dude, glasses. It's a trip. Praise God. You know, I'm excited for this moment, but I'm more excited for the ones to follow. I'm more excited what God will do with this. Isn't it amazing what happens when God uses a moment and gives permission for transparency? That gives also permission for other people to be honest, because you know, God knows everything anyway. Let me just leave you with this before you go. Time and time again, you see in the Bible, Jesus says, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. I love that picture, and I love what I receive when I go to him. But then he says this, go and do. Go and do. So today, let's leave with this reminder. This building is called a church, but you're the church. So let's let the church go to do. We came unto Jesus this morning, and boy, did he do some powerful things. And it's only the beginning. Easy to say that. I know that's in the script that I should be writing, but it's easy to say that. But I believe with all my heart, it's only the beginning. Now let's go and do. Amen. Father, I pray, man, just a blessing over everybody here today. God, this has been our story. This is the story of Jesus Christ coming to earth, living with us, understanding us, spending time with us. It's about Jesus who wrote in the sand while people wanted to kill a woman who had made some horrible decisions. It's about Jesus who met this woman at the well and she'd had a horrible life. No one was even supposed to be talking to her, and there's Jesus saying, give me a cup of water. It's about Jesus coming. Looking at Matthew, who was absolutely rejected by the crowd because of his business called tax collecting. And he looked at him and he said, follow me. He left it all. It's about Jesus meeting Peter, who was a very successful fisherman. But once he was exposed to the miraculous catch of fish, he realized who Jesus was, and he fell at his feet and said, depart from me. He said, because I'm a sinful man. And on and on and on, we see through the Bible, Father, how that you just encourage us, come unto you. Now, Father, we pray that you'll bless this moment. May you somehow capsulize it in our memory that we will never forget it. It will not just be a frame of reference, but it will be something that we live with every day, because every day it becomes new again and new again and new again. It becomes this day versus yesterday. Father, I'm just excited about what you have for the church. This church. Now we ask your blessing as we leave this place. In Jesus' name, everybody help me say, amen. Praise the Lord. I love you with all my heart. You guys are fabulous. You're fantastic. God bless you. You're dismissed.